This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, September 30. From every tribe and nation. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 5. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. Today, our glimpse into heaven's throne room closes with a finale of praise. The praises from the 24 elders and the four living creatures swell to include thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000 angels. Their praises then join with those of every creature in heaven and throughout the creation. We are invited to join all of heaven and earth in giving praise and honor to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All three persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, work in us to make this possible. We know that God the Father created us to give worship to him. Jesus redeemed us by his blood to be a unique body together in the giving of our worship. By his sacrifice on the cross, Jesus has purchased us from every tribe and language and people and nation. He has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Jesus builds bridges and creates bonds between people who have learned to raise dividing walls. Today, the Holy Spirit moves churches to become places where the gifts of unity, hospitality, and love, purchased by Jesus' blood, are felt, experienced, and practiced. Within and through the witness of church communities, walls come tumbling down, and bonds of unity between peoples of all nations and languages are made anew. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, equip us in your churches everywhere to be places that show, in word and deed, the unity you bring to all peoples through your death and resurrection. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.